Hi, this is Laura Onizuka. I am the Ambassador Chair with DanceWire in Portland, Oregon. I am here with Afina Zoe. It is February 10th, 2019, and we're going to talk about her life and career in dance as part of our Artist Story series with our DanceWire Ambassadors. So welcome, Afina.
Thank you.
So just to get started, can you give me an overview of all of your current titles?
Sure. I am a company member with AWOL Dance Collective. I am a dance instructor at AWOL and with Vandeveer Productions, choreographer, and creative.
Awesome. So can you tell me when you started dancing and just give us a brief overview of your dance history?
I got into dance when I was about 12, 13, and I started with hip-hop and then just found all the other styles from there and fell in love with everything. As a very shy child, it became a really important source for self-expression. And so I think I really connected to that. And I continued my dance training with ballet and jazz, contemporary. Through college, I didn't study dance, but I stayed performing with a performance team for 4 years. And then I thought I was going to take a break for the Peace Corps. I went to the Middle East, and I ended up in the capital, Amman, and I discovered their small but thriving dance scene. And it was a really magical experience. I got to learn from some really incredible artists who would travel from all over the world to come to the capital in Jordan to share dance with the locals. Yeah. And then from there, I think that experience really re-inspired my dance, so I continued my training in Portland eventually, and now here I am.
Cool. So when you say you were a shy child, did that shyness disappear when you were dancing?
Or? Yeah, when I was dancing, when I was dancing, definitely. I think I was able to express my feelings in a way. And being on stage felt very liberating, and feeling witnessed is just very profound experience when you're so shy, and it's hard to tap into that.
Cool. So what would you say dance means to you or has meant to you in your life?
For me, dance is pure expression. It's the exploration of stories. It's experiencing tapping into new energies and archetypes, trying on new things. So for me, dance is freedom and self-discovery.
So have there been any challenges that you faced in your pursuit of dance?
Absolutely.
Do you want to tell me about some?
Yeah. I think the biggest challenge I faced was my own insecurities, my own self-limiting beliefs, my body image issues growing up. I definitely struggled with constant comparison. So when you're comparing yourself, you're always going to find someone who's doing something so much more graceful or with better technique, or, you know, you can name anything, you'll find it when you're comparing yourself. And so that was a really big problem for me. You know, because instead of seeing something that's really amazing and inspiring in another artist, you actually turn it around and tear yourself down. And that's really harmful to being an artist. And so getting out of that place is what transformed my experience with dance and my ability to actually pursue it.
How do you feel like that you were able to get out of that habit?
Well, eventually I actually quit dancing for a couple of years. I was still teaching, but I kind of gave up on the idea of performing again and doing it for myself. And I ended up sinking into such a deep depression that eventually I realized that I had to dance, that there was something in me that just had to come out. And in that time, I got really clear on the fact that there was something that really wanted to come through me and that could only come through me, and I couldn't judge it and I couldn't hold it to any kind of standard or compare it to what is coming through other people. Mm-hmm. And so, like, realizing that, for one, I was doing that and that I couldn't do that anymore, that there was something unique in me that needed to come out, and just mm-hmm. to love that and, like, create space for it, was really empowering.
So what do you, this goes along those lines, but what resources or people mm-hmm. or experiences have helped you the most, maybe in that or as a dancer in general?
I feel it was a bit hard to find resources. In Portland, mostly, I think this was before DanceWire, and I would look up classes and only see a couple of schools, even mm-hmm. though there's so much in mm-hmm. Portland, but it was hard to figure out what was available. But for me, once I found a class, even if it was just one class that I really liked, like, sticking with it was really helpful, because then you start to get to know people and you feel more comfortable talking with the teachers or other classmates, and then through that you find out all of these other things about the dance scene, and that's how I found out about AWOL Dance Collective, was really through other dancers and connecting with them.
Mm-hmm. And what can you tell me about your role in AWOL?
Mm-hmm. So I just started working with them almost 2 years ago. I did their adult training program for aerial arts and just fell so in love with aerial arts and how empowering it is and freeing it is. And it's like the most challenging and rewarding thing at the same time. And so I immediately fell really in love with it and wanted to just continue working on that, and they took me on as an apprentice after the training program, and they're training me to teach there as well, and I feel like it's just been such an incredible community. Everyone there is super encouraging and just such positive energy there. Everyone's there working really hard and cheering each other on, and there's this constant progression and a lot of creativity. So I get to work there as a teacher, and also I'm there as an artist and developing myself as an aerialist.
And awesome.
Yeah, I'm there all the time. I just love it. It's like my happy place.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So what stage do you feel like you are at in your career?
I feel like I'm just getting started, which is also really magical, because I just turned 30 and I just really started trying to pursue dance like a year and a half ago, mm-hmm. 2 years ago, getting over all my, you know, self-doubt and insecurity. And it's really exciting because I always had it in my head that I was too old. You know, at 22, I'm like, oh, I'm too old. At 24, I'm too old. At 26, I'm too old to try and go for this. And then at 28, I just, why not try at least, you know?
Yeah, isn't that interesting how, like, you're older, but you have developed more wisdom to realize that doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter at all. And it's so cool, especially working with AWOL. There's so many moms, badass mamas there, you know, still performing and incredible artists. And so it's just really cool because that, I guess, isn't the image that I saw in my head as what a professional dancer or performer looks like growing up, which is a false image.
Right.
So it's really cool to see people at all different ages and skill levels and doing what they love.
Yeah, as professionals.
As professionals, exactly.
Right. So how do you feel like you want to move forward if you're kind of at the beginning now? Mm-hmm. Or what goals do you have?
Yeah, I have so many visions, and right now I'm really happy where I'm at, and I'm continually learning so much. So I definitely plan to keep pursuing aerial arts, but I'm also really excited to develop my own art through really want to create a large work of art that carries a very strong message for the healing of the earth and for the connection of people. And I want to weave feminist magic into it. So I really want to create art where every single movement is imbued with intention and meaning. And in that way, having something really powerful that I can share through my body and my movement.
Cool. Would you say it will be an aerial?
I don't know if that will be. Mm-hmm. I don't think it will be. Mm-hmm. I'm not exactly sure yet. I see it forming, and I think eventually I want to do an artist residency to really go deep in, into that explore. Work and explore that. I love teaching. I want to continue on that path. And the more that I learn as a dancer and the more classes that I'm taking, the better teacher I am. So I think they're just completely paired together. And then eventually I would love to start my own project or studio, probably in another city where there isn't as much dance or aerial arts. Or who knows, I'll stay here. I love Portland, so I'm not sure yet, but eventually I would love to direct my own pieces or my own shows.
So what do you feel, you said you really enjoy teaching. What is what does teaching give to you?
For me, I actually remember the first time I explored improv, improvisational dance, and I was in my early 20s, and it was extremely difficult for me. It was painfully difficult. I was so annoyed. I just wanted the teachers to tell me what to do. I didn't want to have to like feel and explore or look funny or and I had such a powerful experience by being pushed and challenged to find that place of discomfort and to explore it. And I think that really opened up dance to me in a completely different way. And so I've tried to bring those practices back into my classes. And it's just been really rewarding to watch students feel challenged but then push through it and discover something, and then I see something come through them that's totally theirs and so unique. That's the most rewarding thing for me in dance, because I don't know, learning how to improv really is a way of learning how to find yourself in a way or be comfortable. And so I love being able to introduce that to my students. And I love working with youth and adults, and I just love when I see people enjoy what they're doing and enjoy a dance and enjoy the experience. And then creating something together, like student and teacher, that's really rewarding, creating a piece that they're gonna show to their family or perform somewhere and have it come together. It's just a very rewarding creative experience.
So with the improv aspect, is that a class you're teaching that's improv, or do you work that into?
I incorporate it into every class that I teach.
Interesting.
So sometimes I go deeper with certain groups. But it's something I incorporate in every class.
Cool. Okay, so we're gonna kind of shift over. How do you balance your arts management and administration with the actual art itself?
Well, time management is definitely a challenge, especially probably for most artists or dance teachers. The hours are kind of can be all over the place. Sometimes they're stacked, sometimes they're not, so you're like running from one place to the next.
I notice you have quite the the calendar agenda.
I do. Yeah, I think
it's that's a piece of art in itself.
I know, I love it. That's what keeps me sane, is my passion planner and being able to see my full schedule in front of me. mm-hmm. for the week, and it's all color coded, mm-hmm. and I use whiteout.
I wish that we had a, maybe we can get a picture of this.
Sure, to put I have on. It. Yeah, you can take a picture.
You guys have got to see this thing.
But yeah, the Passion Planner changed my life. It's so vital to me understanding like how my week is unfolding, and I would say also meal prep is really important. Mm. Because most of the time I just don't really have the time to cook, mm-hmm. but eating healthy is also so important, mm-hmm. to like being fueled, mm-hmm. enough to do what I'm doing. So yeah, the meal prep, and that goes into my planner, mm-hmm. of like when I can do that and what meals. And so I've definitely had to learn some serious organizational skills to stay on top of what everything I'm doing, and to have been able to take on as much as I am taking on right now.
Where do you feel like you learned? Is it just through trial and error?
Trial and error, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. And I also just making my planner part of my routine, and like, mm-hmm. trying to make it fun, mm-hmm. you know, by color coding and or listening to a podcast while I do it or something.
So do you have like a set day of the week where you kind of...
Yeah, well, I check my planner every day, but every Sunday, it's like my weekly accountability meeting, which came from the 12-week year. Mm. It's like a scheduling program, mm-hmm. or philosophy on how to plan out ahead of time. So, yeah, every Sunday, I have to sit down and have plenty of time with it, mm-hmm. and go through finances, and I kind of grade my week as well. Mm.
So some reflection.
I do reflection, yeah, to see how much I was able to accomplish or how I was doing, and just checking in with myself if my goals were too lofty, if I need to like scale things down. But yeah, it's definitely high maintenance scheduling.
But it sounds like it's worth it.
It's so worth it. Yeah, it's so worth it.
Yeah, taking the time in advance, mm-hmm. to plan things out, and then the time to reflect.
Yeah.
It sounds like it ends up giving you, making the time that you dedicate to things more valuable.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it gives me more clarity too on how long things take me, and how mm-hmm. much time do I need to set aside to choreograph for classes.
Right.
So I'm getting better at understanding what I'm required to set aside, mm-hmm. for what I'm doing too. Mm. Yeah, it's great.
Cool. Okay, so would you say that you have an artist statement, or is there a longer term vision you hope to accomplish through your work? I mean, you spoke a little bit about your vision.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Other than what I've already said, I just feel like it's so important to play a positive role in the dance community, to encourage everyone who wants to explore dance for the first time, or come back to it, or go deeper into it, to be an ally to all the artists in Portland, and cheerleader.
What would you say to somebody who, I know we talked earlier in the conversation about how you felt even in your 20s that, mm-hmm. It's too late.
Yeah.
So what would you say to somebody who might be feeling the same way, either in terms of wanting to pursue dance professionally, or even just take a dance class? Because I know a lot of people are intimidated just to get in the dance studio. What would you say on that note? To someone.
The hardest part is showing up, I think. Mm. And so just to commit. I found a dance class that was really profound for me, and it challenged me so much. Sarah Parker's class at Body Vox. Mm. And I felt so behind in it the whole time, and like just like the worst one in the class. But I also recognized how what a special class it was and how much it pushed me. Mm. And I decided to label it my non-negotiable. Like, I said, this is my non-negotiable. I'm going to show up even if I feel insecure or tired or whatever, because I know that it, on the other end of things, it's going to give me back so much. Mm-hmm. And just, I think commitment, like following through, is so important because things don't happen overnight. Mm-hmm. You know, it takes consistency to see progress or change.
For sure.
And to feel more comfortable. So also learning how to be comfortable with being uncomfortable in a dance class or in the pursuit of your career. Mm-hmm. That's kind of an important lesson that I learned.
Yeah, it doesn't really ever go away. Yeah. Discomfort.
Right. So yeah, get comfortable with it and just stay committed if it's really what you want. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, at least, since I had such a long string of starting and stopping, mm-hmm. you know, that when I finally just stuck with it, I really saw profound improvement mm-hmm. in my own dance, in my confidence, mm-hmm. in my connection to my body. Everything just started to expand mm-hmm. Over time, not overnight, but
right. with the commitment.
With commitment. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so looking back, I'm so grateful to myself for finally just showing up and sticking with it, even when it was really hard. Mm-hmm. And even now, sometimes it's really hard. And but at least I've had enough experience where I'm aware that if I stick with it, it's going to pay me back mm-hmm. immensely. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. So let's talk about the dance scene in Portland. Mm-hmm. How would you describe the current dance scene in Portland? What do you think is great about it? What's lacking? Mm-hmm.
I have had a really positive experience, so I think it's really wonderful. I found some really great teachers and classes. But I also, there's so much I haven't explored yet. Mm-hmm. And I think that happens a lot. People like find their little hub right. and then they just stay there. And which is great if it's giving you what you need, but so I'm excited to explore, branch out a little more, mm-hmm. And meet other dancers and meet the other little dance scenes, because it does seem like everything's like a little bit disjointed.
Yeah.
And I don't really hear about other people's shows very often unless it's a dancer I know mm-hmm. or I'm already working with and they're working with someone else. I'll hear about their show, but oftentimes there's a lot going on that I didn't even know about. And so I think DanceWire is really great because it's trying to create that bridge. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really positive and definitely think Portland needs it.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah. So is there anything that we haven't talked about that you might want to, or that I haven't asked you about that you might want to share about your life as a dancer?
Well, you asked some great questions, and it's been really fun to reflect on my spiraling journey. Uh-huh. I just feel really encouraged by the Portland dance scene. I think there's a lot to offer. And if anyone wants to be a part of it or to branch out into a new area, I think that it's there.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much,
Fima. Thanks, Laura. Okay.